Let's go to Kenya now, where there has been outbreaks of violence. Kenya braced for a potentially turbulent time because of the results of the presidential election being announced yesterday. Deputy President William Ruto declared the winner of Kenya's hard-fought presidential poll, but there has been a lot of controversy around these polls, whether or not they are free and fair. Let's speak now to Annette Wambulwa, who's a reporter at the Star newspaper. Annette, good afternoon to you. Thank you for speaking to us. What is the climate like in Kenya this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Mandy. The climate is a bit, I would say, mixed reactions. There are those who are celebrating the results, and there are those who have disputed them. So basically, it's a wait and see game because the party led by Azimio, party led by presidential candidate Raila Odinga, has the option of moving to court. So we are waiting. He has a press conference in the next 15 or so minutes so that he tells the country his next course of action, because he has disputed the results announced by the chair for President-elect William Ruto.
There have been reports of violence in some areas. How extensive is that violence?
I wouldn't say it's very extensive. As of this morning, everywhere is calm. There are few rampant areas, especially in Raila Odinga strongholds, where there was a bit of violence. It was violence in the sense of people were burning tires, but not basically burning shops and things like that. So, according to analysts, it's not very rampant. But by morning today, everything was back to normal.
As you say, Raila Odinga is going to have a press conference soon to say whether or not he's going to go to court. What are the issues here in dispute? As I understand it, the electoral commissioners have said that they can't recognize the results because there are concerns about how independent this poll was.
From the beginning, the chairman of the IEBC had told the public that they are putting these elections in the open. So from the beginning, the Form 34As were on the portal. Those were the ones that are being used to generate Form 34B. And the Azimio camp has disputed Form 34B, saying that the procedure was opaque. It was not according to the process. And the four commissioners who walked out on the chairman have also said the process was of opaque, despite them having announced the results the last minute, because even Juliana Cherer, the vice chairperson, was the one announcing the results until yesterday. So people want to know the opaque, because they have not given the reasons why they are saying it's opaque. So the four commissioners, we are also waiting for their detailed reports on why they disputed the results.
And Annette, what is the sense in the country at the moment? How much of a knife edge is it on at the moment? Or do you think that if Raila Odinga doesn't go to court, that things will simply move on with William Ruto as president?
Yeah, I mean, from what people are saying, the interviews we have carried out from the public, the different media houses, people are tired. I mean, we've been waiting for 7 days. I mean, we've just been on hold for 7 days waiting for the results to be announced. People are tired. There's apathy. People are just tired. They just want things to move on. Some of them, even in his strongholds, have said, whatever president we are given, we will work with him. I hope he remembers us. So people are just tired. They are asking for peace, that at the end of the day, whoever president is, we are given by the courts. Because if he goes to court, the court has to decide. If it's a nullification, then we go back to the ballot in 60 days.
Annette, thank you very much. Annette Wambulwa, reporter at the Star newspaper in Kenya, there giving us a sense of what the atmosphere is like following those polls last week.